What an incredible schus. What an incredible schus to be together. Be together Erev Shabbos Kodesh. The Shabbos Kodesh that prepares us for the Hilig Yontov of Pesach. First of all, just look around the room and I can't express the nachas I have looking around this room. There are no words. However, that we're always together on Thursday night, always, you mamas, you know, you're like my children and family, and the chaver that's back also are like children and family, but to see and to feel that Avir Dara over the last few days, talking with the chaver, and guys, just look in the mirror. Look in the mirror, hopefully you don't recognize yourself. The way you left this country, and the way you're back in this country, I'll tell you, I see mamish completely different people. Shining. Mamish, I think we gotta share with the lights off and we'd feel the shining of the aura of the Kedusha in the room. But don't stop growing. And don't think for 1 second you can't do everything you were doing there here as well. Because it's the same Torah, the same Svarim, the same Siddurim, the same Tefillah, the same Rabbeinu Shalom. You remember that song we used to sing when we were like little children from Uncle Maishi? Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. So whether you're standing by the Kaisel, Eitzel Kodesh Kedoshim, or you're in Cedars, or you're in Wimmer, and even if you're in Miami or Cancun, Rabbeinu Shalom's there. Might be a little more hidden, but he's there. And you're one with him. You're one with him. Chaver, before we begin, just want to say all the Torah, all the Chizikol Osiris tonight is being sponsored. First of all, by a very special mishpacha, Rufu Shalema, tzaddik that I'm so close to and that I love and that we should have in our tefillos and should have continued b'sirus tovos and refuos and yeshuos, Yaz Hashem is Baruch. If you knew who this was, if you knew, I don't mean the name, I meant if you knew his type of tzaddik nister, this person is, everyone would be davening day and night. So all the Torah, the Chizik should be eschus for Zerfuos and Yeshuos, Yaakov ben Sara, Refuos Shalema, Pesuch Sharach HaYisrael, the Karav, Bez Hashem Tzbarach.
Amen.
And also being sponsored, Lili Nishmas, as we have every single week, anonymously, by a very Kaddish Dikah Mishpacha, this Kaddish Dikah Mishpacha, who's been sponsoring Lili Nishmas, Eliezer ben Yisrael. And Zaki's usually with us every single week, he's Baruch Hashem, came back, one of us had to go to Eretz Yisrael, you know, so he's part of the Shir in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, but it should be his chus for his father, little Nishmaso. It should be male Joshua for his beautiful family until we're taunting with him with Chizim Mesim. Here be
Amen.
So tell Emes, you know, I just want to. I had a whole Shir that I was working on a few days ago that I wrote up the whole Shir 2-3 days ago for tonight. And then I sat down today for a few minutes to look it over and just to see, add a little bit, be myself. And that's what I usually at some point during the week when I'm learning and something comes to me and that's what I want to talk about, I write it up. And then like that day I look it over and add during the other limudim during the week and looked it over and I don't know, it wasn't talking to me the same way. So we have different tires. Everything's Yata Dishmaya. See, Nechever, the B'nai Yisoschur, one time it was Lel Seder. And in the middle of the Seder, he went to take a walk outside. He wanted to hear all the sounds of the Seder. To hear the singing from other homes. I do this with my wife. You know, after Shulchan Aruch, you need to walk it off a little bit. You have to put down Safa, and if you're Makbid on 2 Kazesim and L'chumra, it's a lot of matzah, a lot of wine. And then 2 more, you know, that last kais, it's hard to get that last kais down, no? If you're makbid, not just roiv, but the entire kais, it's not that simple. Just take a little walk, but also walk around, and sometimes you hear the singing from other homes. It's so beautiful. I remember, in a different context, years ago, this goes back many years, and hopefully soon again, Bez Hashem Baruch, we'll be back. I was going to be in Meron for Lag BaOmer years ago when it was on a Thursday. And so I stayed in Shabbos and Tzfat. And that Lel Shabbos was walking around Tzfat and hearing from every single window, Bar Yochai and Omer Bekiva. It was like one of the most beautiful nights of my life. Mamish incredible. So B'nai Yisrael is walking around, and he's listening to the sounds of the different Siddurim throughout his community. And then and he hears one, it was a house of Pashi Yid, he knew the Yid, and he hears this Yid, he's up to Dalet Banim. And every time he says the word Echad, he says the word Echad as if he's saying Shema Yisrael. Daniel, come, there's a seat right over here. You can come. As if he's, or this also, right, like the key, is that open? I don't know. L'mayis, he's saying Shema, he says Echad, not Echad, Chacham, Echad, Tam, Echad, Shem, Zeshel, Echad, right? He says Echad. Like Mamish, like he's up to like Shema Yisrael. He's so taken aback, he never heard such a Nusach before. To be like, hey, look, B'nai Sasker, he goes into the home. And he asks the Yid, I heard this, so what? He says, this is what my Tati taught me. And when you say Echad, to say it, you have to say it like Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The emphasis is if we understood Lil Seder, if we understood this Yontav of Pesach, it's what it's all about. To come to that realization, recognition, that everything's Echad, everything's the Rabbi Nishalom. Everything in our life, He's by our side every single moment. He's watching over us every single moment. He's orchestrating everything in this world. Come. Right over here. There's a chair right there. Orchestrating everything in this world. And that's what we have to embody. That's what we have to live. There's a very famous machlokes. I actually learned this, I don't know if any of the chever listened, in a women's share a couple weeks ago, but I want to learn it with the chevra tonight and go in a different direction a little bit. Oh, you like the women's sharing?
all the ha
comes out of the women's sharing. I hear you. It's different sharing, you know, it is what it is. Nashim Sikonius, and yeah. Okay, I'm even yawning, anyways. So the machlokes of Rosh Hashanah, Chanan or Ben Yisro Nivrolam. One holds the world was created in Tishrei. One holds the world was created in Nisan. Famous Gemara. Seemingly, we seem to paskin and live with the world being created in Tishrei, right? Rosh Hashanah. What do we? We daven Rosh Hashanah. Hayoyim haras oylam. It makes sense. That's what makes it Rosh Hashanah, because man was created on that day, right? The culmination of creation. Yet there's an opinion that Nisan, the world, is created, which is hard to understand. There are different ideas and different mafarshim on this. The Heilige Berditchever gives such a beautiful idea. He says, "V'nevara deleka plukta b'neim." There's really no machlokas. V'yavara al derech mashal. I'll explain it through a parable. Echad she'asa de'ezer davar yesh bo shnei dvarim. When a person makes something, a person creates something, there are two ideas to that creation. Echad ha'asiya, first of all, the actual creation, the physical entity. The echad ha'tam lama asake. And then there's the reason of why it was created. So l'maisa, l'mashal, when Steve Jobs worked on the first Mac, so first when he finished it, it's just a box. It's there, it has potential, but until it was being used by the belt, it was only a box, it was an asiya. When everyone started using it, that brought to fruition the fulfillment of the purpose behind the creation. So Kaviyach, he says, Kishabar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olamo. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, when God created this world that we are in, Lo Noda Atam HaMabar Olam, most, the world didn't know why it was even here. Havei Raya, Dor HaMabal, Dor HaFlaga, destroying the world, living life however they'd like, without any purpose, without any rhyme, without any reason. God created the world to have a play date with us, to play with us. Right? That we should do the will of God. V'yakiru gadulaso, and recognize His greatness. V'yavinu, and understand. Everything was created. At the time of creation of the world, Adayin lo noda atam al briyaso. Pull over there, bring a chair over there. Go get one of the loose ones from the back. Mm-hmm. At the time of creation of the world, nobody understood the reason. Ad Nisan, until Nisan came, until this month, Shiyatsu Yisrael Mitzrayim, when we left Mitzrayim, V'ro'a Kol, and the whole world saw, Ki Hu Elokim Adon Olam. He is the God, the master of the world. We saw the 10 Makos. The whole entire world saw the splitting of the sea. V'osu Ruin L'Avdan, then we should be serving him. V'nimsa B'Nisan Nisgala Hatam Al Briyas Olam. In Nisan, it was revealed the reason for the creation. Which is what? Kadesh is Gala Elukuso Bolom. To reveal godliness in this world. Come here, what the Halakh and Kedushas Levi says? The whole purpose of creation was for you this month, for Yetziat Mitzrayim, for Lel Seder, this upcoming Wednesday night, Habalena Latova, and to talk about all that Hashem did for us and all Hashem does for us. Chayavan Blir Tatkilu Yatz Mitzrayim Atod Maram. Now, what does that mean? I'm not leaving Mitzrayim now, but the same miracles are happening daily for us, and to recognize them, and to open our eyes a little bit wider, and be makir gadloso, and bring Kvod Shemayim into the world. And know there's a Rebbeinu Shem that loves us, that cares about us, that's by our side every single moment. In the simchas, and in the sorrows. The schus tonight, to be by such a simcha, a member of the shir, he says he's coming tonight. I told him he's potter tonight, but Matthew Nathan, Mahel Gatam, and Mamash like a son, Baruch Hashem, him and Lizzie, they should build a Baith Yisrael, Mali Simcha, Mali Bracha. So you buy L'chaim, it's Mamash a simcha, you have Yudarius, his Mamash his brother, Pinchas Ephraim Fishel had a Bechar, baby boy, Shalom Zachar coming up, the Bris coming up. These are Simchas where it's clear that the Rebbeinu Shalom is by our side. I'll never forget, Mamash, by the birth of my first child, Mamish, I saw the Rebbeinu Shalom with my own eyes. I'll never forget. More than every, it's Briyas Olam in front of your eyes. But not just that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by us every moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us every moment in Mitzrayim as well. Mimakir Gadulaso. And He loves us. And He loves us always. He loves us no matter what. So the most incredible Torah. I meant to bring it here, but okay, wait, I'll tell it to you outside. On my desk, forget it. Afterwards, whoever wants, you have to take a picture of this if you don't have a Shemesh Shmuel at home. I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands. If you don't have a Shemesh Shmuel at home, get a Shemesh Shmuel, first of all. I don't know why you don't have a Shemesh Shmuel. Maisa. You look okay over there? Love you. Shemesh Shmuel brings down from a Baruch Mezvish. Maybe, Chev, if you didn't, just came tonight that we could talk this Torah. I believe it was Shaykh, we should probably have a tant, and you have to share this with the world, because it's obviously the essence of Pesach, and I'll tell you why. Once you hear the question, you'll understand why it is. The name of each and every one of us, the name of anything, is the essence of the being, right? That's why we all understand that our names are given with Ruach HaKodesh. I love Moshe Eliezer, you have to change his name this year, Baruch Hashem. So that tells you a lot about yourself. Our name is our essence. Our name is our mahus. It's big. The Medrash talks about one other Adam Rishon had to go and name every entity with tremendous chachma. The name of a person, so too the name of a yontif, and the name of everything in this world. The name is supposed to embody that yontif. You ever think about it, Chevra? What do we call this yontif coming up? Pesach? What does Pesach mean? Because he's Pesach, al Pesach Bateim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu passed over our homes by Makas Bechoros. That's the name of this Yontav. You ever think about it? Did anyone ever think, stop for a moment? That's the essence of the Yontav? Such an insignificant moment in the storyline. What, was God not going to pass over our houses? I thought God was going to kill all the Jews as well. Like he's coming and bring tamakos to at the mitrim and he's saving us, and I thought he's going to also kill all the Jews that night. Like, really? Why was that so significant? Didn't we all learn, by the way, didn't we all learn when we were children in kindergarten and nursery, and we came home when it was Parshas Ve'era and Dam, right? What did we come home? And we came home with a picture of a Mitzri and a Yehudi drinking from the same glass, and it's half blood and half water, right? Everyone here knows that. None of the Makos hit the Yidden, they were for the Mitzrim. So why would we think Makos Bechoros, so the Jews are going to die? Now that Makas Bechoros was, we say Lo Seder and Evil Malach, right? It was the Rabbonus and Bechavod of Atzmo. So what? He himself, and no one can make a mistake here. So he passed over us. Wow, we're going to name the whole Yontiv after this. Really? Aren't there much better names? Shouldn't we call it Emuna, Geula? I know that sounds strange because we're used to it. But if that was the name, we'd be used to that. Why Pesach? Why Pesach? And seemingly, if we understand the answer to this question, we understand the essence of the whole Yontiv. So listen what the Hail Yishem Shemuel brings from Rabbi Baruch of Medrash. There's a Medrash Shir Shirim, a very famous Medrash. You all know Shir Shirim Rabba and Hei Baez, because this Medrash is quoted in all the Svarim, Rosh Hashanah time, Yom Kippur time, Elul time. When it comes to tshuva, when it comes to working on ourselves, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, sometimes we feel so low that we're never going to make it. So we know, Abba Tara Misayinu, so Hashem says to us, we just have to take the first step and he's going to do the rest, right? So the Lashon of the Medrash, a very famous Medrash, is Pischuli Pesach Shel Machat V'ni'avtach Lechem K'Pischol Sheulam. You open up a Pesach Shel Machat, you do with a Machat, a needle, a little, make a little opening, a little bit of Avodah, and I'll make a big Ulam, a big hall basically, I'll do the rest. In other words, Hashem says, I have to put some ishtadlis in, and if I put some ishtadlis in, Hashem's going to take it to mamish levels we can't even understand that we deserved. We didn't deserve, but He's going to do that for us because He loves us, right? But we have to do a little bit at first. We have to do our ishtadlis. We have to Pesach, Pitzchol, Shomachat, right? Listen to what Baruch Medrash says, Chaver, don't ever forget this. Share this with the world. He says, you know why it's called Pesach? Don't learn because it was Pesach or Pesach Bateim and saved us. Lo Seder, Pesach. We all know, we all learned this from the Arizal, from others, that we're on the 49th level of Toma. We were the lowest of low. Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They were serving idols, we were serving idols. We were walking like the Egyptians. However low any of us in this room think we fall in our lives, we were lower then. You know those nights when we're in our rooms and our taivas get the best of us, hopefully we don't know this anymore, but and we look at things we should never have been looking at and we feel like the lowest of low, that's not the mamash, they were lower. They were lower. The lowest of low. And what does Hashem do? He takes them out of Mitzrayim. Geula. You'll work on it afterwards. You have 49 days of Sfira. I'm here for you. I love you. I love you no matter who you are, no matter how far down you fall, I'm by your side. You know, Pesach al Pesach. He passed over the need for us to make a Pesach, Rav Baruch says. Usually, Pischuli Pesach. Hashem says, make for me a Pesach and I'll do the rest. Make a little opening. You do something. We didn't even do anything. He's passed over the Pesach. That's what Baruch says. That's why we call it Pesach. Because there's no greater love. It's Avashen Atole B'Dover. On Pesach, he says, I love you so much, I don't even need you to do the Pesach. I don't need to even do that. That's Hashem's love for us. We have to feel it, and we have to speak about it. We have to say, Chevra, I know a lot of Chevra, you've been maybe preparing already, maybe in the next few days, you come home, you're from Eretz Yisrael, and your parents expect Divrei Torah, what else? You know, even, they might not know the entire Masechta that you were koine, but you have to say Divrei Torah on Pesach. My kid, wow, he was Matzliach, I can't believe Baruch Hashem, $30,000 well spent, you know? It's an amazing thing, right? That's how it works. You know what? That's beautiful and wonderful, and you should, and bring nachas to your parents, whatever they're looking for. But let me tell you, Emesh Bamito, what Lel Seder is for. Lel Seder is not about the Vartlach, and not about the Torahs. Lel Seder is about talking about Emunah. Talking about, tell over your Seder stories that happened to you this year that you felt Hashem by your side. Tell that over. Share Emunah with each other. Share how the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us, how Hashem's by our side. That's what the night is for. See, Priest, it's right. It's telling the story of Hashem was Pesach al Pasach. And let's tell it in our days as well and see it and open up our eyes and feel it. He's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is full of rachanim for us. Hoya hoiva v'yiyah, shem havaya. You want to hear him? Incredible. I trust this because I saw it from Rav Shor and he about three different times I saw him quote this in the little white sefer on the Pesach. I think he quotes it maybe in the Agadol also. I've seen it a lot from him. I don't remember who he quotes it from. It's from others. I didn't sit there and counting this, but I'll trust him. I'm sure you could trust. He says in the entire Torah, Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is 1,820 times. Havaya is Rachmim, his mercy for us. If you look at the Haggadah from Halach Ma'anya until the end, Gaal Yisrael, 1,820 words. Exactly. Keneged the Havayas. Because it's all Hashem's love for us, Hashem's Rachman for us. Hashem is by our side every moment. It's Mamish such a night. And we have to feel it and we have to know it. He's not just by our side when we're in Yerushalayim or Kodesh. He's not just by our side. He's by our side wherever we might be. Every moment. And even if we do fall, and Halavai we shouldn't, He loves us the same. He might be disappointed, but He loves us the same. And He's by our side, and Pesach tells us that. He's Pasach al Pesach. Don't think for one second He's not waiting with open arms. Well, let's take it another step. There's an incredible Yerushalmi. Some of you remember we learned the Schus, some of us learned Tilchus Pesach together a few years ago. Oh, maybe some of you remember that, maybe not. L'maisa, this is a Yerushalmi that's like Mamish, a Peladik Yerushalmi. We know that there are different minhagim when to stop eating matzah so that we could eat the matzah l'teyavon, right? So some of us stopped already Purim, Shloshim Yom Kodem. That's a minhag. There's a minhag to start Rosh Chodesh Nisan not having matzah. I mean, l'maisa, most of us don't eat matzah all year long anyways, but l'maisa, you know. But l'halacha on Erev Pesach, it's oster to eat matzah. Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat matzah. Not just a minhag, it's halacha. You're not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. And what's the Yerushalmi tell us? Imsachim Pella. The comparison that the Yerushalmi has, blow away. It says, Kol ha'oichel matzah be'erev Pesach. Anyone who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, ki'ilu, it's as if, boyel arusoso be'beis chamov. It's like you had relations, intimacy with your engaged wife-to-be in your future-in-law's home. Exactly. Thank you for being real. Crazy. Man, crazy. Like, okay, like really? You have to be so intense? Really? Eating matzah on Erev Pesach is like that? Come on. Now the obvious comparison, just to understand some pashup shot, even though it's pretty extreme, is just in both examples, you jump in the gun. You have situations where if you waited a little longer, you have something that will be mutter, that will be a mitzvah. And you're jumping the gun. Your wife-to-be, you'll have a mitzvah soon. And you're going early. And so to matzah. You waited out till tonight. It's going to be a mitzvah to eat matzah. That's the obvious comparison. But there's something deeper here. Something deeper here. Mesechus Kala, we say, and we know the halach is, that a kala is usur below brachas. That a kala is usur below brachas. What that means is, in order to be mutter to your wife, you need Sheva Brachos. Sheva Brachos is Nisuin. Yeah, the schus here, we have the married section in this corner over here. We have Chavra Baruch Hashem. You see what it is? Oh, you're Mord. Are you staying, Mord? Now you give me a face like that, you got to stay. It's true. L'maisa. Sorry, leave it. After. No. L'maisa. You see the Monsieur Snef. You see Nashim Tzikanias who want their husbands to sit and learn 12 o'clock at night. Or maybe they just want to go to sleep. But L'maisa. Anyways, it's a schus to have. But when you stood underneath the chuppah, you had Sheva Brachos. You stood underneath the chuppah and you had Sheva Brachos. And then you're a mutter. So here we're comparing an engaged wife to matzah. Just eating matzah early is like being with your engaged wife early. How do we see this as well? In order to be with your engaged wife, you need to have Sheva Brachos. Count it up, Lel Seder. Before you get to matzah, we have 7 brachos. Now the brachos on matzah are part of the chelik of matzah, part of the mitzvah. So you have already prior, you have 3 brachos of Kiddush. You have the Al Nisir Zadayim for Karpas. You have the Bari Priya Dhamma. That's already five. You have Asher Galanu, and you have the Kos Sheni. Seven brachos. Now, if you want to say, oh, but what about the two brachos of matzah? What about those brachos? So those are, you could say, are part of the mitzvah matzah. If you want to add those are berachos erisin. So you have nine brachos, just like you do at a chuppah. So we see there's a deep comparison between a chasina and Lel Seder. A chasina, you need shev brachos. A chasina, you're asur until then. Matzah is asur before and matzah, you need shev brachos. Why is that? Because you know what happens at a chasina? A husband and wife stand underneath the chuppah and they say, we're indebted to each other. We love each other. We're with each other through thick and thin. Now, I once had tell you, one time, this chus, one of the biggest chusim I have is to meet with a chasin and a kala before the marriage. And I hope with each and every one of you, bisha taiva, in the right time. If you know when the right time is, and when it's too early, you know, but in the right time. And sit with the chasin and kala and prepare and have a shalom bayis shmuz. One time, by a couple that was being misadik dushin, I was meeting with this couple, and we're talking, having the shmuz, and also going through the chasana and all the different parts of the chasana, and understanding the meaning behind kedushin and nisuin and ksuva and everything, going through every rachel b'chatan, all the details. And the kala looks at me and says, Rebbe, is it okay if we exchange vows under the chuppah? Now let me give you a little background. This kala was incredible. This kala was a Grammy award-winning singer. This kala, she played on the David Letterman show. She toured the world like in stadiums of 20,000 people. Okay, why? How was Masada Gushin? For another time. But Lameisa, they used to sell it when you walked into Starbucks. Like sometimes they sell like a CD. They used to sell her CD when you walked into Starbucks. When she was young, when she was like a teenager, she was very big. Before any of your time, you know. When she was like 16, probably before you guys were born. Or maybe you were very young, whatever it was. She was very big. And she was an incredible woman. I remember when she was a gay, I went with my son, with Shmuel, when he was, this goes back many years ago, this goes back probably, I don't know, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, we went to a Knick game, and we're sitting there, and they announced to sing the national anthem, starts to band, whatever, to announce Grammy award-winning singer, and they say this woman's name to sing the national anthem at the Knicks game. So I'm like, Shmuel, I got to go out, because any heterim to look away, whatever. Yeah, she was in our house last week. I'm going to start a Shabbat Chasson in 2 months, and I'm going to have to leave for this. Anyways, Vaisa, she was, you know, yeah.
Still heard.
So, what up?
Probably still heard.
I don't know, it was outside, whatever, I don't remember exactly, but I, it's a moment, we hung out at halftime with Chasson and Kal. It's true. So, well, she grew up, this woman was incredible, she grew up, she was Jewish, of course, Baruch Hashem, a Yid, but her mother's Jewish, her father wasn't Jewish. And in her, she grew up like mamish, you know, she grew up with like a Christmas tree and a Hanukkah menorah. And in her world, exchanging vows was a beautiful part of the chuppah, of the canopy, of the ceremony, whatever, I don't know, whatever they call their things, you know. And like that was something beautiful, wonderful. She wanted that her whole life, you know. So here I am, sitting here, and I'm like blown away by this couple and this woman who grew up in such a way, and she's going to do everything. Mamish kedasu kedin. Like it was incredible. Like Nisim, where she came from, where she is. So I'm trying to also like work with that, and you know, you try to be sensitive and anything that could fit in that's not, you know, that works within halacha. You want to give and you want to be sensitive. But here already, this was a little too far. We're not, you know, exchanging vows. I'm like, so I explained to her a few reasons why it's not a good idea and we're not going to do it. But I said to her, you know what? I don't know much about vows, but I remember back in the movies, through thick and thin, through chavetz, if you're committing to each other to be by each other's side no matter what, I said, we're not going to say it. But when you're standing at the chuppah, I want you to think about that. And I want you to think that about each other. Because that's what you're going to have. A marriage where you dedicate each other through thick and thin. Where you love each other, where you give to each other no matter what. And so to Lel Seder! Lel Seder, we say the same with the Eibishter. We say the same with the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have Sheva Brachos. And we marry the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because we know that the Rabbeinu Shalom was by our side even when we were undeserving. He's passed over our Pesach. He didn't even need the opening. He loves us and we love him. We're dedicating ourselves to him. And we feel that. We feel that that relationship in the deepest of ways. We know how much he's done for us and does for us. But you know what? If that's the case, and we're makir gedulaso, as the Kedush Levi says, now there has to be a response. I have to have an avoda. It's not enough just to sit back. Hashem loves me. I'm good to go. You know, people like that. You know, like, Hashem loves me. I'm good to go. I don't need to actually do anything. So I could do kol averis tachas Hashem, as Hashem still loves me. This is a mentality some people have. I don't want to... That shows you don't understand one drop of what that love is, because if you truly believe that in love, you'd want to then, the response would be, I want to do anything back for you. I want to give. And that's what we do, we want to give. So you want to know what happened? We got up to Sheva Brachos, or including the Brachos on Matzah, we're up to already 9 Brachos. But plus you have Netil Zudayim, so that's 10 Brachos of the Matzah, right? So you have 10 Brachos now. Good? Then you have Mar. So what are we up to? 11. Then you have 4 brachos in benching. What are we up to? 15. Then you have 2 Mar Kaisis. So what are we up to? 17. Then you have a bracha achrona. And then you have Ishtabach, Berchas Ashir. So how many brachos all together, Lel Seder, do we make? 19. 19 brachos Lel Seder, Chevre. You can't make this up. You ever heard this before? Now, you ever pay attention? 19 brachos Lel Seder? Just like Shimon Esrei. I know we call Shimon Esrei, but you all know we have Lama Shinim and we have 19 brachos, Chevre, right? If you don't know that, we'll talk later. But anyways, Lameisa, we have 19 brachos. And 19 brachos Lel Seder. You know why? Once we start, and we start with our first Sheva brachos, and we have this marriage to Rabbeinu Shalom, what's our, then, what am I going to do? I'm going to daven. I'm going to, Ezu avoda shebelev zo tefillah. I'm going to put in avoda. And the whole night is one big tefillah. After that. I just want to daven. I just want to be with you, Hashem. I want to be with you. What is that? That davening is a response, saying, I love you. I care about you. I thank you. I praise you. Because I know all that you do for me. I know how much you love me. And not stop davening. In Chevre, there was a couple years ago. Avrami and Chavi Turniansky. In Eretz Yisrael. And they were married for many, many years without any children. Shem Yirachim. Something I deal with a lot, unfortunately. Couples who have fertility issues. It's a machla. It's a very private machla. I told you how much I daven every day for couples with fertility issues. It's so sad. It's so difficult. It's couples and it's pain and something you don't talk about and something that you see other couples with children and you're invited for meals and Hashem should bring refuas yeshuas. So this couple was married for many years without any children. And they went to all the experts, doctors, fertility experts. They went for brachos. They were broken. And one night he called his Rebbe for a bracha, for a etza, for chizik. His Rebbe was Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Avrami's Rebbe was Rav Shimshon Pinkus, zecher tzadik lebracha. And he called Rav Pinkus asking him, can I come over? Rav Pinkus says, you know what, I'm going to come to you. I'm going out anyways, I'm going to drive to pick you up. He says, no, Rebbe, I'll come to you. No, I'm coming out anyways. And Rapinkus picks him up, and they get into the car, and they're driving, and they're talking, and he's asking for chizik, and telling him how broken he is. And they're driving, and he wasn't paying attention where they're going. Suddenly, they're on like some dirt road in the middle of nowhere. And Rapinkus says to him, okay, you see the field over there? Go daven. Daven to the Eibishter. I'm coming back in a half hour. And this was like 11:30 at night. He leaves him there, pitch dark, he leaves him. Comes back a half hour later, he finds him sitting on a rock. He says, Pinkus looks at him, and he sees, he looks pretty much the same. He says, Rebbe, I davened a little bit. No. Pinkus looks at him, he says, no. You didn't daven. I see you didn't daven. You have to daven believing and understanding that at this point the doctors can't help you, and the brachas can't help you, and I can't help you. Only the one, only the Rabbanu Shalom, has to have such a moon in the Rabbanu Shalom that the Rabbanu Shalom can and will and has the ability and wants to help you. And daven to him, realizing there's nothing else but that. I'll be back. He comes back a half hour later and he doesn't see him anywhere. He doesn't see Avram anywhere. Suddenly Avram's coming out of the field and he sees tears streaming down his cheeks. He says, okay, we're good to go. And a year later, that a baby boy. See, Rav Pinkus is telling me, you have to have that emuna. You have to have a emuna that the Eibishter is by our side, and the Eibishter can do anything, and the Eibishter is watching over us. But then, with that emuna, what do? You daven. Who do we learn this from? By the way, we saw this. Who do we learn to daven from? Who does Chazal teach us how to daven from? Chana. Right? Chana. What happened by Chana? Chana is also without children for years. But when does she have that tefillah, and she goes to daven by Eli HaKohen, as we all know? And has a Shmuel. When does it happen? Read the Psukim in Shmuel, you'll see. It's what Elkanah, her husband, comes to her and says to her, enough already, don't worry about having a child, I'm as good as 10 children to you. And she realizes, until that point, she's davening, but she also thought she's reliant on her husband's tefillahs also, and her husband being. Suddenly he's Mishyayish. That's what he's telling her. And she realizes, wait a minute, there's nobody but the Rabbanu Shalom left. And that's when she davened that type of tefillah. And that's Lel Seder, we realize everything is Eibishter. Everything is Eibishter. Everything in my life is the Rabbanu Shalom. He's taking care of me, he's watching over me, he loves me, he's going to be by my side through thick and thin. Then I have to daven. That's my avodah. I have to connect him. Avodah, davening, chevro. It's ben azman, it's ben azman. I mean, a lot of us, you know, obviously we don't have the same structure, not the day, same day of the yeshiva, and not... And we're used to having morning Seder and afternoon Seder and night Seder and Shir and everything set up. And therefore, Ben Hazmanim comes, and that's why a lot of people fail, because without structure, it's hard. First of all, that alone is very important. Because trust me, you could ask some of these guys over here later in life when you're married and you have a job and you have a wife and you have children and you have so many responsibilities. Who's going to be the one still learning? You know who's going to be? The ones who learn during this Ben Hazmanim. The ones who are most nefesh and make sure that when it's not structured, you're still learning. You're still koveitim l'Torah. That's who's going to be learning later in life also. Because you taught yourself to be most nefesh for it, when it's not so easy. So first of all, you will, and you can, and you'll be matzliach. But I'll tell you maybe another avodah to work on. That we need more, all of us need more work on it. I'm just talking to myself, I need much more work on our tefillah. Ben Hazmanim is an incredible time to work on our tefillah. On that avodah, on connecting to Hashem, having that amunah of Lel Seder, then directing it and projecting it into our tefillah. In a way to connect to Hashem in the deepest of ways. Because all year long, our tefillah, sometimes we're davening, we're there, but like, we feel pressure because we always have somewhere else to run. I got it. Even if it's going running to Kedusha, I'm running to breakfast so that I can get to Seder, or I'm running to a class, or I'm running to a job, or I'm running to spend time with my wife for a few minutes, or I'm always running somewhere, so I don't have time for my tefillahs, basically. I do it, but like as Rav Salavajic says, I more want to check and make sure I have daven than I'm wanting to daven. And then Shabbos comes, and Baruch Shem Shabbos, I could, like, take a deep breath and don't feel like I'm running, and maybe I could connect a little more. Bein Hazmanim is an incredible time to be Isaac in tefillah. To make sure Avad, I don't miss a minion, but more than that, I'm not running anywhere. I have so much more. I have a 3-day yontif where I'm not running anywhere. Let's be real. You see, you just had the Seder till 2 in the morning. Your day suit is not starting till 2, 3 in the afternoon or whatever time. Like everyone's chilled, relaxed. You could sit and daven and daven. And during Cholamai, you have nowhere, there's much less pressure of running. So daven. Daven. Be Isaac in that tefillah. Tefillah with kavan, a real tefillah. Tefillah min alev. We all need to work on this. I remember a few years ago, I was with Rav Melech at the Kaisel. Most of the times I've spent time with Rav Melech has been at the Kaisel. Every Thursday night, Rav Melech's at the Kaisel. You don't know exactly what time. Sometimes it's 2 o'clock, sometimes it's 2:30. Comes to Davin, and now he's become big, and there's so many people. used to be, still you could go if you cared to go talk to him and get a bracha and talk, ask him an eitzah, but I used to have Thursday nights, real conversations with Reb Melech. Tell you an incredible story. I don't know if you shared with Chevra. Remember years ago, before, like, not everyone knew who Reb Melech was yet, but he was getting already. I was learning some of the stuff, and I wanted to go meet with him. So I had a Talmud who knew one of his gabbais, and I was coming in January to Eretz Yisrael, and he set up a meeting that when I arrived that day, I should go and I'll be able to go meet with Reb Melech right away. I was very excited, great. Right, straight from the plane, I got my car, straight to the Talmud met me at the airport, we're going straight to B'nai Brak. We get to B'nai Brak, we're calling the gabbai. He's not picking up, like 20 minutes. Finally, we get through, he says, so sorry. But Reb Melech had to run to Yerushalayim, he's not around. And I was mamish broken, because when I come there to stroll, like every moment to me is kaddish, like, because I have so much going on, so much I want to do. So when I have my schedule and then like thrown off and I only came there because of this, it was a little bit distraught, but okay, you make the most of it. I went to Batik Vars in Batik Bnei Brak, which is very kedai kohanim, they have a good and you could daven. Made the most of it, whatever it was. Okay, but I was looking forward to that. I was a little bit disappointed. The rest of the trip goes on. It was very beautiful. Thursday night, I'm usually in the Old City always. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, Moshe Dov, were you there? Yeah, Moshe Dov was with me. Moshe Dov was with me this night. 2 o'clock in the morning, I take a whole chevra, like 10, 12 guys from the Tiv down to the Kaisel to give the 5-minute var. It took whatever minute to roll Thursday night to give the 5-minute var to the Kaisel. So we get down to the Kaisel, and I'm in the middle of giving the. Remember this, Moshe Dov, like a mamish. I'm in the middle of giving the 5-minute var. And I look up and I see Reb Melech. And it was raining outside, so we're inside. And Reb Melech's like literally 10 feet in front of us. We're a little far back, he's by the Kaisel. And he turns around, he starts listening to the 5-minute var. And obviously with Pachad, I'm like, oh, okay. But I finish the 5-minute var, and we sing Shabbos Kaidash. And then suddenly one of his gabayim comes, and he goes back to Davin. One of his gabayim comes over, and he says to me, you know, Reb Melech was getting a lot of chizik from your chevra. Do you mind if he comes over and shares a few words of chizik? I'm like, do I mind? I'm like, b'chavod would be the biggest. He's like, okay, he might daven for a few minutes. All right. He said, just learn with your chevra, he'll come. So we shared a little more time. We were talking, or probably just excited. Reb Melech was coming to us. And Reb Melech comes over. And he says to me, you know, does the chevra understand Yiddish? I said, no, the chevra doesn't understand Yiddish. She said, do they understand Hebrew? I said, no, they don't understand Hebrew. He looks at me, he says, okay, I'm going to say in Hebrew, and you'll translate. You'll be the meturgeman, and you'll tell them in English. And for about 10 minutes, he gives us a shmooze. It was kaidish, it was incredible. I still remember one of the mushals. And then he gave everyone brachas, and I got Ben to speak to him a few minutes at the kaisel that night. And it was incredible. You know, the beginning of this trip, I thought I was going to go meet with Reb Melech, and it was disappointing happened. So Yibishah says, no, I'm going to bring Reb Melech to you. It was mamish incredible. Mamish incredible. So a different time at the Kaisel, I went over there at Melech, and I wanted some Eitzah to build my tefillah, to work on tefillah. And I said, Rebbe, does Rebbe could have some Eitzah to have better, more kavanah in my tefillah, to work on my tefillahs? So first he looks at me, he says, you also need Eitzah in davening with Kavanah? He says, so do I. Maybe, he says to me, he says, maybe you have some Eitzah for me? I didn't even know what to say. I'm like, Reb Melech's asking me Eitzah and Tefillah. Like, so I just smile. I said, no, Rebbe, I think, I don't know if I'm right. Could I have said it? So he gave me a couple Eitzahs. Two Eitzahs he gave me that night. Just for the chay. He said, first of all, two Pashat Eitzahs. He said, first of all, look inside the Siddur at every word. And he said, this should always be one part of Shemoneh Esrei. You're working on the Kavanah in that one bracha, the understanding of that one bracha, one at a time. Those were the two Eitzahs he gave me that night at the Kaisel. But that means we all need to work on our tefillah. Lel Seder is 19 brachas. It's a night where we remember all that Hashem does for us, all that Hashem loves. And we're mechazik our tefillah. and all yantav long and all bein hazman and mechazik our tefillah. That it shouldn't be just with our mouth. It shouldn't be that our tefillah is Hebrew reading exercise. But our tefillah should be me'am kus alev, from the depth of our heart. The Ben Yoyada says, the Gemara Bracha says, al yamal b'makom gavoh v'yispalo, el b'makom nomach, namoch v'yispalo. Don't stand in a high place to daven, but stand in a low place to daven. Maybe you've seen some batei midrashos by the Shliach Sibur is lower. It's based on that Gemara. But the Ben Yoyada there says, don't daven from a high place. Daven from a low place means don't daven from your mouth, which is a higher place in your body. Daven from your heart, lower on your body. Ezavodish believes that tefillah. A tefillah b'li kavana kaguf b'li neshama. It shouldn't be Hebrew reading exercises. It shouldn't be check. I davened. I want to daven. And let's work on this. Do you understand the power of tefillah? Moshe Rabbeinu is told by the Mak of Dam, Leichel Paro Baboker, go to Paro in the morning to tell him about this Makkah. Why did he go in the morning? Listen to the Medrash. The Medrash tells us, because Kachoya, because Paro wrote to Lasok Bitfila, because Paro wanted to daven. Go get him before he davens. In other words, in a certain sense, to say, Paro's tefillah could have had koyach, could have wiped away the makkah. The koyach of tefillah is so strong, so Hashem says, go in the morning before he has a chance to daven, to tell him the makkah is already coming, so it's in the world. Imagine. If Paro's tefillahs have koyach, imagine the koyach of our tefillahs. Imagine the koyach of our tefillahs. If we only understood the koyach of our tefillahs, if we understood what it is to daven, you can't come back, pein hazmanim, and say to yourself, okay, this is a time, so I grew, I'm here, and I hope to stay satiated. It has to be continued growth in a different way. So what? This is what I'm going to work on, pein hazmanim. I'm going to work on my tefillahs. It's the same sitter. It's the same tzura. You close your eyes, you're by the kaisel. You close your eyes, you're in yeshiva. To work on our tefillah. Lal Seder is one big tefillah. To recognize that Hashem is by our side every moment. He loves us. He's there for us. Even when we're on the fourth level of Toma. Even when I don't open the Pesach, he's Pasach, al Pesach. So what do I do for him? I daven and daven and daven. And I could walk away in 2 weeks from now when Ben Hazman's over, whenever it is. I can say to myself, Mamish, I daven like a different person. And I can take that with me. And then I'll be zeichet to all the brachos in the world. Alla brachos. Alla brachos, chevra. Because you know why? Lel Seder, we have 15 simanim. We start out, right? Kadesh urchat. 15 simanim. And in those 15 simanim, there are 60 letters. And this chutz to be a kayin. One of the hardest things is being a kayin in chutz laretz and not being able to do berachas kohanim, to duchen. 15 words, 15 simanim. There are 15 words in berachas kohanim. There are 60 letters in the simanim. There are 60 letters in berachas kohanim. All Seder long is one big bracha, one big berachas kohanim. By the way, 15 plus 60 is 75, exactly, gematria kohen. We sit at the Seder, Lel Seder, and we're all a kohen. I'll give you a raya. We have the Korban Pesach. All year long, any korban that we partake in, the kohen get a part of. Korban Pesach, suddenly the kohen doesn't get a part of? We're all like kohanim Lel Pesach. We all have a berachas kohanim, 15 simanim, 60 words. Because when I connect to this night, and I understand all that Hashem loves of me, and believe in that. And even if I do, below a lane, hopefully we won't, but if I do fall at any point during this vacation, because I call vacation and not Ben Hazmanim, and not Pesach, and not Yontiv, I know Hashem loves me, and He's going to be there by my side, just Pasach al Pesach. And then I'm just going to daven and do my avodah, and be one with Hashem. Bez Yom's Baruch will be Zoyche. Will be Zoyche each and every one of us to Chakosh Sameach. A Yantav of Amunah. A Yantav of Geula. Geula B'Prad, Geula Klal. A Yantav where we're all lifted up, each and every one of us and our families are lifted up. A Yantav where we feel Hashem by our side every moment. A Yantav where we work on our tefillah, we don't stop davening to Hashem. A Yantav where then Hashem blesses us with Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Yar Hashem Pana V'lech V'chunecha. Yis Hashem Pana V'lecha. V'yosei M'cha Shalom. To a life of Shalom, a life of Bracha for each and every one of you.
Amen.